Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Owen and NoahDog54.
And I am Ethan, otherwise known as FlabsXEGaming on YouTube and Twitch.
And how are you guys doing today?
Well, who are you, John?
I'm John. Oh yeah, I'm the host. I forgot about that part. I'm the host. I'm John. Also, James Shields. You know me.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, thank goodness. I thought there was a random dude in our podcast. I'm like, who is this guy?
Somebody just took over. Do you think he is being a host?
Broke dude on our podcast.
He called me broke. Who's he's the one that doesn't have a job. The host, so.
No, it was confirmed that he's cheating, wasn't it?
Noah, don't forget. Or sorry, John, don't forget. Noah does have a job. It's the laser tag job where he probably won't get murdered, wink wink. So, you know, don't forget that. Come on, Noah.
Alright, I forget that.
No, I might.
Do you have an update for that?
Talk about your week, I have a thing, something that happened to me on Friday.
Everything's going well. Surprise, surprise. Never heard the fuck back from Burger King, so it's not gonna fucking happen.
Well, you'd be committing treason of the highest order anyway, so that's probably
for
the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, honestly.
What about the laser tag?
I will get to the laser tag in a fucking minute.
It's the most important one, though.
No, this one is actually way more important than the laser tag one. So, there's a very possible chance I didn't have a job, or an actual job that's not sketchy as fuck. It would be manufacturing steel parts. So, kind of like what I did at Raymond's, except we make specific parts made out of steel, aluminum, and all kinds of other things. So, that's the big news, is I might have a job where I get to do that all day, which, you know, just sounds great.
John, was his microphone terrible at the start of that? And then as he said that last sentence, it was perfect.
It sounded a little crackly.
No, as in like the volume. It sounded like when he was telling the story, it sounded like he was 10 feet away from his microphone or whatever. And then once he was actually doing the last line there, it sounded like he was actually talking into the microphone.
I don't know. I was sneezing.
Anyway,
what about the laser tag?
The laser tag, that's still happening. It's not for a while still. It's still the same deal as before. I go there, I play laser tag, and I get paid for it. So, you know.
Okay, yeah, I think that's still super shady, but if you get killed, I guess I won't know for a while. But I'll be very interested to know when I get back.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, yeah. You know, if you get killed, well, we told you so.
Yeah, that too.
How about this, John? I'll just send you a letter before I go to said gig, and then I'll send you one after just to confirm.
Dear John, I've died.
Okay, so to be fair, we're probably confusing the hell out of the podcast viewers, because you have not told the podcast viewers what's going on.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. If they are a Patreon member, then they might know. But basically, if you guys are sitting there confused, like, what are they talking about? I am joining the Coast Guard, and so I'm going to be gone for some time for boot camp. And hopefully it's the shortest possible amount of time, but it could be longer if I'm bad, so hopefully I do good.
Yeah, so I think it was a season one finale where we mentioned that something's going to be changing. And then it wouldn't affect the podcast all that much, but it'd be changing, in real life. And that was the thing we were talking about. That was the thing we were learning to. Because the reason I didn't say it at the time is because I wasn't going to tell anybody until John made the statement, because obviously that's his business and none of yours. So until he tells us, then it becomes your business, obviously. So, yeah, that was the big thing we were talking about, where it's like, oh, yeah, you know, there's a thing that's going to change. It won't affect you guys too much, if at all. But that's kind of what's happening. So
yeah.
There you go. So
also, if you follow my channel and you're like, where has he been streaming? He hasn't been streaming for a while. That's why.
Yeah, at the end of this episode, in the next couple, we're probably going to be promoting John's YouTube as opposed to his Twitch, because he's probably likely not streaming at this time. In terms of my week, though, I did something super dumb, and got injured because of it.
Is it related or not related?
Be quiet. No, I'm telling the story. So, okay. Essentially, on Friday, it was Friday, my family was making spaghetti meatballs, and you know, get the pitchforks ready. I'm not a super spaghetti meatballs person. I don't like it that much. I much prefer like an Alfredo sauce or like a lasagna, if anything. So I don't really like it. So I was gonna make something else. I actually didn't end up making anything that night, but that's for a different reason. And I went downstairs around normal dinner time, like 5:30 to 6 or so. And I was just really not only gonna drink and see if they were done dinner, because I was gonna wait for them to finish dinner so I can make mine. And they weren't done yet, which was fine. But I walked down there and they were getting the pot ready for the spaghetti, I think. And essentially, they were complaining that it was taking a long time to boil, because I think the pot they were using just takes a while. I noticed that they didn't have a cover on it, so it could have been that. But anyway, they had said subtly, not to me, just in general, that it was taking too long. And I was over washing my hands after I grabbed something. And I turned to look at the pot, and I realized that the pot's like half off the burner. I'm like, oh, maybe that's one of the causes. And I want to point out that the pot they were using to boil the water was a steel pot. It was a steel pot, and they had that heat on high. And without thinking, I start to grab one of the handles, like the handles of the pot, to move it to more centered. And immediately I feel this burning sensation, like I just touched a hot iron or something. And I pull away immediately. My reflexes kind of saved me there. And then I pull away. I'm just standing there like, is something going to happen now? Like, am I supposed to feel something? And then gradually my fingers started feeling painful. Just to clarify, because my reflexes are so good, and not this isn't boastful, but my doctors even said this, because my reflexes are so good, I didn't even grab it with the whole hand. I had only touched it with two fingers first, and then my immediate reflexes pulled me away. But in that time, it still got burned. And so I started to feel this immense pain, and I'm like, okay, I definitely got burned. I need to run this under cold water. So I was running it into cold water for about 5 minutes. And then I realized, oh, people probably need to use this sink, because I was in the kitchen still. And so I turned off that, and I go upstairs to do it in the bathroom. Cause I'm like, we have two bathrooms. If someone needs to use the bathroom, they can use the bottom one. And so I run it under cold water. I look up like what to do for a burn, cause it was still burning as I'm running it under cold water. The conclusion of the story, though, is that I'm doing much better now, because fun fact, or sort of fun fact, I suppose, is that because I pulled away so quickly, like, it only felt painful for the first day, like, the day it happened. And it was around 7 o'clock when it started really hurting again, so I took some over-the-counter medication, to numb the pain a little bit. It numbed it a little bit, it was still pretty painful. And during that time, I used that time when it was numbed to go to bed, because sleep is the best medicine. And the next day I woke up, it wasn't painful, but I could definitely tell it felt weird to touch things with the fingers. And that was yesterday, and today's Sunday, and they don't feel painful at all. I can touch them all I want now. The only difference is I can definitely feel the dead skin. So like when I touch things, for example, it feels like I'm touching paper almost. It's hard to explain, but this, if you've had burns, you kind of understand, I guess. But all of that night before I went to bed, I had to use I had to not use the two fingers that touched the pot. And you might not think, oh, two fingers, you know, you still have a whole hand, still you can, you're fine. But it was my pointer finger, my middle finger, which turned out to be very vital for certain things, like lifting things, making certain things, even getting a drink and like that kind of stuff. So like, don't use your pointer and middle finger this week and see how well that goes for you. See how long you can do that for, because it's not fun. As soon as I burned myself, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so stupid. Why would I ever think otherwise that wouldn't have been piping hot? And I was so mad. I was even like, while I was rinsing my hand under cold water, I was more mad than pain than I was feeling pain. Like, that's how mad I was at myself. I was more mad at myself than I was feeling the pain itself. So I was so pissed off, but like, I'm feeling much better now, so don't worry. But it was just one of the dumbest things I've ever done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the worst thing that could have happened to you. Like, a couple of weeks ago, I was washing dishes, and I accidentally stabbed myself in the hand, and that...
Yeah, I think you told us about that. I was like, how do you do that?
I mean, it's accidents. Yeah. Was it a knife, I assume?
Oh no, it was a knife. It was a big, large knife that I was trying to
just don't stab yourself.
Just, you know,
Yeah, no, that accidents with knives happen a lot. That's why you got to be really careful. I mean, it happens to the best of us. Like, it's chefs, like Michelin star chefs do it sometimes. It's just a thing that happens. Like, your mind is oh, this is probably fine. Famous last words, you get stabbed.
So, this isn't sharp at all. I can just hold this on its blade.
I forgot what episode it was. I was listening to an episode last night as I was going to bed because I was in so much pain. Mm-hmm. Not last night, sorry, Friday night. And there was an episode, I really wish I remembered the name, but I said, one of the favorite lines that I said was, oh, this is probably fine, famous last words of all time. He dies because, like, you're like, oh, I'm sure this is fine. Mm-hmm. But I forgot what episode that was. It was an episode from season one, so.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, what?
But yeah, for my week, it's been mostly packing, because every time I'm like, okay, I think I've gotten almost everything. This is more stuff. This other is more stuff.
Yeah.
I was putting stuff in. I've been putting stuff in bags for a little bit of some of my stuff, because it's like, this doesn't need a box for it on its own. So there's, like, some boxes that have just, like, a bunch of random stuff in it. And then there's, like, a couple bags that have some clothes and some other various items.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, moving sucks.
Oh, yeah. Not bad.
I mean, you've done it before, so you should be keen to it now.
Oh, yeah, I've done it plenty of times before. But it's every time I'm like, I don't like this. This is so inconvenient.
Yeah, no, the actual moving part is annoying. It's when you get there and you have everything. Like, unpacking isn't terrible, it's just moving boxes around. Mm-hmm. But, like, actually putting stuff in, like, bags, putting stuff in trucks, like, trying to organize everything so it fits properly, it's just, it's a game of math, essentially. It's just kind of annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
lovely. But we can probably, move on to the topic, except we still have headlines. I forgot about that part. So, Ethan, do you have headlines?
I mean, yeah, they're not good, though.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, so these are being pre-recorded because, like, we just told you that John's going to the Coast Guard, and obviously we wanted to prepare for that. So these episodes, like, you're probably listening to this in late June based on the path we're going on. So this happened a long time ago for you guys. But for us, currently, this happened just yesterday. Unfortunately, Iran, like, sent a lot of missiles to Israel. So, like, I feel like we're on the brink of a war here. Not great, but it's, you don't want to admit it, but it's one of those things that, you know, the certain countries aren't going to appreciate that, and so they're going to retaliate back. So it kind of sucks, but we'll have to. I'm praying for everyone involved, including the ones that are in Iran, because I know I've seen videos from people in Iran being like, "We didn't want this. Why are we doing this?" So yeah, it's kind of sad, but I'm just praying for everyone involved, especially Israel, because they were actually able to defend themselves a little bit. I read that they were able to intercept, like, 99% of the missiles that were launched at them, so that's good. But still, war is never fun, and whenever there's a war, nobody wins. It's not about winning or losing, because everyone loses in the end. So, just hoping and praying for everyone involved with that.
So I'm guessing you're going to hold it off on other headlines some next time, like you've been doing before? Because never mind. So I guess, do you have a creator then?
Yeah, I sure do. And the creator for this time is actually pretty interesting. They do sort of like, I've mentioned, like, I like a lot of skit content.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is more funny. I mean, it's a skit at the end of the day, but it's funny. And there's this girl that does these cooking videos. And I do like watching people cook because I'm interested to see new recipes. I'm interested to see, like, more. Because she especially prioritizes, like, healthy recipes more than, like, fatty recipes, right? And so I'm always interested in seeing that stuff. But she calls it, it's a series on her channel. And instead of OnlyFans, it's OnlyPans. Which I think is just a hilarious name for that. And her name is Susie Vidal. I don't know how you say it properly, but it's Vidal. And like I said, so in this series she has, she cooks different stuff. Like, the one I'm looking at is butter chicken, which is actually pretty good for you, if you cook it right. And it's like I said, she calls it OnlyPans, and she goes with the, she does so many innuendos. It's really funny. You'll just have to watch it to understand what I mean by that. But it's really funny. And like I said, if you want recipes, then she does all that kind of stuff as well. She's probably the smallest creator I think I've shouted out in this entire creator showcase thing. But like I said, it's Susie. Susie spelled S-U-S-I underscore V-I-D-A-L. You'll find her. But it's really funny. Whenever I come across a new video of the series, I'm like, this is going to be hilarious. Let's watch it. They're shorts, by the way. So if you don't if you have the attention span of a Subway Surfer, then you can watch it. Yeah, that's my creative showcase for today.
Nice.
Also, for the viewers, I didn't mention this, but Noah in the podcast channel asked me, like, hey, you remember that lawyer guy that we promoted or whatever? I'm like, yeah. And then he said nothing after that. And I'm like, what was the point of asking that?
And so, and let's follow up on that. So you remember how we just promoted that lawyer guy?
Yes. No, I don't remember. You're going to have to remind me.
My goodness.
Okay, well, we did just promote the lawyer guy. I forgot his name, but...
Lawyer Mike.
It's funny because... Yeah, Lawyer Mike. Right after we had promoted him, like a day later, saw one of his videos.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, no, they listen, man. All technology's listening. They always are capturing your stuff. They're like, oh, they talked about him. They sound like he likes him. Oh, let's give him some videos.
Yeah, I actually had an interesting one. It was some kind of a loophole through something. I forgot what, but it was interesting.
Was it the loophole where you can marry your cousin, Noah? Is that the one you wanted to watch?
No, it seems to be so bad, so I think.
What evidence do you have for that one?
That was the one in Virginia.
That means nothing. If you had said Alabama, then sure. Yeah. But he's not in Alabama.
It's closer to Alabama.
It's not really. That
means nothing. No, it's not really.
Anyways, I'm going to just cut Noah off before he loses any more And we're gonna move into the topic where today we're talking about dumb school rules. So I can think of, just off the top of my head, one that really pissed me off when I was in school is, I don't know if it's a rule per se, maybe it was just like a classroom thing, but I did get in trouble for this and I thought it was the dumbest thing ever. I was like... So, this was when we were in 6th grade, and at that point we had lockers, but we didn't really have time to go to our lockers in between classes, because our lockers were on, like, the other side of the school from where our classes were, because of amazing planning. and so we kind of had to carry all of our stuff with us, which most of the time meant a big binder full of everything, because we also couldn't bring our backpacks out of our locker, which that's not the rule I wanted to complain about, but that was also stupid. The rule I wanted to complain about is one time I forgot my book in my locker, and I was like, oh crap, I forgot my book in my locker, can I go get it? They're like, no, also you have lunch detention for this. I'm like, why?
What?
I think I asked why, and they're like, because you weren't prepared for class. I'm like, but it's in my locker. I can go get it. Take me, like, at top 10 minutes, probably, like, 5 minutes. And they're like, no, you can't do it. And I was like...
I think that teacher just hated you.
They might have. And this wasn't, like, first period where, like, it would make sense for them to be like, okay, come on, you were just at your locker. But it was, like... third or fourth period. It was kind of, not like super late in the day, but like late enough of the day that like, I don't want to be carrying a book around for the whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like I had that happen too, where I had forgotten something. I think it was usually a pencil. I always forgot a pencil. Mm-hmm. And even though the teacher could have just given me one, she's like, oh, you can go get it. I never once, never once did I get told no, but I also never got told, oh, you forgot something, you stupid, pathetic idiot. You get lunch detention.
Yeah, I thought it was so dumb that I didn't go to lunch. I just went to lunch.
Good.
I was like, this is stupid. I'm not doing this. If they stop me on the way to lunch, sure, but I'm not gonna go out of my way to go to lunch detention. And no one ever stopped me, so I was like, okay. And I didn't get into further trouble for skipping lunch detention. It was just like, I don't know, maybe they were having a bad day. And they're like, you know what, that was a little unfair.
Some of those teachers at that school were not the greatest.
But usually that teacher was fine when it came to like being understanding, so I think they were just having a bad day.
It's
You
possible.
sure?
Yes.
I think partially they might have hated it. Did you do anything like egregious in that class? Like, were you noisy, just cussing
One
out somebody or
time,
like?
no. One time I had my phone in my pocket, which we weren't supposed to have, and it fell out of my pocket onto the floor during. Like while she was talking, and I like quickly grabbed it, and like they didn't say anything, so I they must have heard it because it made like a fairly large noise when it hit the ground, but they didn't say anything.
Huh. Yeah, I think that sounds like a teacher that said you had a lot of teachers that just did not like you,
I
from what
don't
I'm saying. Just
know.
like
I
just a
must
lot.
have like I wasn't even that like I purposely misbehaved in classes or like I didn't do my work. Like I did my work. I did pretty well at my work too. And the teachers would be like, no, I don't like it. I'm like, but there were some teachers that were like, yeah, you're cool. But like some of my teachers were like, I have no reason to dislike you, but I'm going to treat you worse than everyone else.
Yeah, no, because you were in sixth grade at our school, right? That was you were in
Yes,
fifth grade at the other school. Okay.
this was at your school, at school we went to.
Yeah, no, sixth, seventh, I'll give eighth grade a small pass because that's like finally we're out of here. But sixth and seventh grade were so garbage. I don't know, but I can't speak for you two, but like, just I mean, for me, that was the added bonus of my parents getting divorced, but also just the entire school system there sucked. Like middle school was awful. The principal, the old one was bad. The new one they got as we were leaving was great, and he was super calm and chill. And I'm like, great, glad I'm leaving now. But like, still, it's still the teachers were a lot grumpier. Even though I had a lot of better ones, I know some people didn't. But like, it was just the also the school was bigger, and so I had to walk farther. It's like, come on, man.
I had a different kind of experience from middle school because, like, sixth grade, I was still in New Mexico. Seventh grade, I was here. So those two school systems kind of clashed, and it was a little hard to get used to, especially for two things. One, middle school in New Mexico, that was flat. So you could basically just walk everywhere, get everywhere you need to be within a matter of minutes. The one up here, that was just way too fucking big.
Yeah, that was a
But yeah, so
large middle school. It was like had no business being that
well, it's
large.
because it had fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. It had five grades in it. Most middle schools have like four, maybe even three, depending on how their school structure works. So like having five entire grades in that school was like it was a mess, dude. And you would constantly cut the during the class times, if you were in sixth, seventh, or eighth, during the times where classrooms were changing. It'd be so busy. You bump into people. It's like, oh my God.
Oh,
At
and
least the
also we
hallways were
couldn't go
everywhere.
down certain hallways or staircases because like
Oh yeah.
sometimes they had
Oh
valid
yeah.
reasons, but sometimes they did not. And I'm like, why? This
There
is
was
so
and there was also
inconvenient.
a third. There was also a third floor that was completely locked off for most things. Like there was a
Yeah.
couple times when we went up there, but like.
The
If
third
there
floor
was
is
like
not that
a
bad.
special occasion that we were supposed to go up to, we had to wait for the teacher to go up there first. I'm like, why? Is there a homeless man sleeping up there that might attack us if we go up there first? Like, I don't get
No, that was
it.
also dumb. There was a lot of issues of like, why is this the way it is?
Well, I can't speak for the two of you, but high school was so much better. I was so glad to be in that. Like, I mean, school still sucks, but it was 10 times better than the middle school. The middle school was like my version of hell. High school was like, this ain't too bad. I got it's first of all, it's a grounded school. There was a basement, but there's only like I only ever had one class at a time in that basement. So like I was like, yeah, and the walking was nice because like I walked from one end to the other, but because it's not as big as the school and you don't have to walk up any stairs, it was super easy. And the teachers were a lot more chill, a lot more nice. The rules themselves were chill, except for the dress code for some stupid reason. So yeah, it was better in every way, almost.
Going from that middle school to high school, way fucking better. Way better. Loved it.
The lunches also improved. The middle school lunches were like, you know, there was a couple that were okay, I suppose. But like once you got to the middle school or the high school, I'm like, man, middle school sucked.
Yeah.
Middle school did suck. Ugh.
But John, do we want to move on to the list?
Yes, we can move on to the list. This first one is so interesting. So like these are taken from like people who submitted these rules. So this first one is no jackets allowed. We couldn't wear winter clothing, jackets, hats, and gloves in class because they were gang symbols. This was a small farm town in Wisconsin. Besides obviously having no gangs, it was cold, even indoors, and in the winter. But clearly, wearing warm clothing is something only gangs do.
That is, I would rebel and wear that. I don't care how much I'm getting attention. I'm not getting hypothermia because your little peasant brain was like, oh no, hats are a gang symbol. Oh no, guys.
Yeah, someone else reported for the same rule, no jackets. They think we may hide things like phones or bombs there.
Oh yeah, my favorite two combinations, phones and bombs.
Phones and bombs.
Yeah,
what do they think this is? From GTA 5?
Apparently. Yeah, so clearly, yeah. I remember one time I was wearing a coat in class, and my teacher was like, hey, do you have a doctor's note? I'm like, no, why? It's like, because you can't wear wear a coat inside during class. So you wear it on your way into the school, into your locker, but like after that, you gotta take it off. I'm like, well, that seems a little stupid.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah.
No, I was like, fine, I'll go put it in my locker. Because at that point, it was a teacher that I kind of liked, and most of the time they would chill, so I'm like, all right, fine.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, see, I had a coat that kind of went through any of these rules. Like, if it was a no jacket rule, the coat I had, I called the hobo coat. Mm-hmm. Because it had so many fucking holes that it could keep you warm, but you would also be freezing. So I never had any experience with hardscopes.
It
doesn't
make any goddamn sense. It keeps you warm, but it's also freezing.
It's the paradox coat.
That is literally, yeah, call it the paradox. Instead of the hobo coat, call it the paradox coat, because that doesn't make any sense.
On the right day, it was warm. On the wrong day, it was fucking cold.
So when it was warm, it was warm.
I don't think you understand what you're saying. I think you're either miscommunicating it, or you're just flat out wrong about what coat you had. Because like this is hilarious.
I'm gonna just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Anyway,
John, I'll move on to the next one.
Yeah, moving on. This is the 5-minute rule. They decided everything bad happened in the last 5 minutes of lunch, so it got 5 minutes shorter each year. Also, any group larger than 5 people had to be up to no good, so no groups over 5 were allowed.
What? It's the 5 rule. Not, screw the 5-minute rule. It's the 5 rule. They hate the number 5. Yeah. Anything with the number 5, get out of here. Not allowed.
So
okay. They decided everything bad happened in the last 5 minutes, so they shortened it each year by 5 minutes. That's insane. So what? After year 5, it's just 5 minutes of lunch? Have fun, guys.
So you have no lunch.
Guess so.
You don't get to eat.
You don't get to eat anymore.
You have to starve and go to class.
Yeah,
I feel like the parents would just rebel at that point. Be like, hey, you're not letting my kids have enough time to eat. You better do that now or else we're going to rebel or something. Because I feel like the parents would have such a problem with that.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, imagine being the parent of one of these people, well, one of these kids, and they come home and they're like, they have a 5-minute rule where we only have 5 minutes of lunch.
Yeah, like shovel everything into your mouth.
Either then or you'll learn how to become a really quick eater.
Yeah.
I mean, that's dangerously quick, depending on some certain things. Like, my brother, we joke about him inhaling his food because he'll be done, like, before I even get my dinner. So, like, but, like, it's dangerous to eat that fast because you could choke. You have higher success rate of choking, and that's obviously bad, so.
True.
But, moving on to number... You interrupting the host? That's minus 2,000 points.
No.
Oh my god!
But I was gonna say something nice to the host. Never mind. Okay.
Sure you were. I don't believe you at all now. You're saying that to save face because you lost 2,000 points apparently.
Yeah, anyways. I lost 2,000 points.
Yeah, you could have won. The number three is no fist bumps. The reason for this rule was that kids might accidentally punch the other person in the face.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's hilarious. Yep.
Yeah, you have to go for a fist bump and then you just knock the person out.
You just knock them out, you kill them.
If you bump somebody and you accidentally punch them in the face, that's on you for having bad aim.
Yeah, you're just...
Why? Okay, I would make fun of this so much. Like, I'd be like, hey, John, oh no, watch out, it's coming. Just like, get ready to RKO him out of nowhere.
Right.
Like, I'd make fun of this so much. And
like, if it happened to someone, like, often, then I'd be like, you're just not allowed to have fist bumps. Everyone else is good for fist bumps, but you keep punching people in the face, so no. But, like, as a school rule... Maybe like I don't like fist bumps.
that is so funny.
How does a rule like this come about anyway?
I just told you someone
got punched in the face.
Must have been the case because like this doesn't just come out of nowhere. Like they have to reasonably have a reason for this rule. So somebody probably got punched in the face and was like, "All right, no more."
No more.
But yeah, that one seems.
It doesn't say what school. Like maybe this was elementary. That's the only way this makes
sense. Yeah, they just say that was the rule, and this was the supposed reason for it. But
yeah, supposed as if they don't know, probably.
But yeah, that is
the fourth one is insanity.
Oh yes, yeah. Number four. No standing in circles. In grade 8, we were banned from standing in circles at recess because of the potential scandalous activity going on in the middle. We stood in squares instead.
What?
I see a circle over there. Get in formation.
Like, no. This isn't a circle. It's an oval.
It's an oval, yeah. This is a pizza. This is a pizza shape. No, we're not in a circle. That's hilarious.
I see a circle. No, it's a triangle, motherfucker.
It is an interesting rule, and I would be like, that.
Yeah.
You're taller than us. We're 8th grade. We're short. Like, you as a teacher can clearly see over our heads, and there's clearly nothing in the circle.
This is what I'd make fun of so much. I would purposely get in a circle with someone, and I would hand him a folded of newspaper, obviously with nothing in it, but a folded of newspaper, be like, don't tell anyone about this, all right? Keep it to yourself. Or something.
Well, I'd be like, take care of it.
Yeah, take care of it. Something like that, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, like, it has a folded piece of paper. It's like, take care of it. On the inside, it's like, have a good day. It's like, so something looking super shady, but it's actually not that shady.
Yeah.
I mean, this would have been the kind of thing where I would have broke the rule. But I've also been like, everyone, bring a piece of paper, write something down, pass it around, so it looks like we're doing something.
Yeah, that one's not great. But this next one is arguably just as bad. It says, number 5, absolutely no hugs. Our school banned hugging because it was, quote, erotic. As you can imagine, the boys at the school started giving each other very sensual high fives for the rest of the year.
Hell yeah, that's how you do it, gentlemen. That's how you do it. I want to see this very central. I want to know, like, how you even pull that off, because I don't even know how you do that, but I'm like, that's genius. That is very clever of them to do that. I would totally play along. Totally play along with it.
What's even considered a really central high five?
That's what I'm wondering, yeah.
I don't know, you act like you're making out with each other while you're doing it? I don't know.
So like, yeah, you, like, rub your hands together after you high five.
No, that's probably what it is. You probably like hold hands and then do it or something. I don't know how they did it, but I'm sure it'd be so funny to watch.
I feel like that would just get banned next. Be like, all right, listen, you can't do these high fives. But it's like they didn't get banned because they did it for the rest of the year. So like maybe they just gave up on.
So these. They would. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If they banned that, then the guys would just find a new thing to do. It's like it's right. You're not gonna stop something like that because the entire point of them making a new like to do that is to make fun of the original rule.
They're like, all right, checkmate. We're giving each other essential high fives.
Next up is central fist bumps. That's the next one.
Okay. Number six. So this rule I've had in some schools, this next rule. It says no backpacks allowed. No backpacks to class, but purses were allowed. Girls started carrying around purses big enough to be considered a backpack, and guys got pissed, so they started carrying purses too.
Yes, I love the men of these schools, dude. They are going absolutely ham, dude. That I would, again, totally do. I'd be like, hey, mom, can we go get a purse? They banned backpacks for some stupid reason, and they didn't ban purses, so I don't care what I look like. I'm carrying my crap in a purse. So, you know.
Yeah. I love when people rebel against school rules in such a unique way like this, where it's like, this is allowed. Yeah. It's like, I think there's a term called, like, malicious compliance, where you follow the rules so specifically that it's, like, kind of annoying because the rules are dumb.
Right. Yeah. I actually have a workaround to this one, too.
Yeah.
Because I have what is considered a backpack, but it's not really. It's more of, like, a modern-day newspaper kind of bag, like, if there were still newsies around.
Right. They probably still come.
I actually used it for a while in high school. It was actually pretty comfortable.
Nice. I remember when I was in elementary school.
I know what he's talking about. Yeah, they would totally ban that. It's still a backpack at the end of the day.
Technically, you only got the one strap, so it's not a backpack.
No, they would ban that. Based on how prestigious the school sounds, I know they would.
Right. I had in elementary school a green, like, I guess it was like that. A messenger bag with like one strap, and like it was very great. But when I moved to a new school in sixth grade, because it was like fifth grade I used it, when I went to the school in sixth grade, I'm like, this is not big enough for myself. And then I lost it, so I can't even use it now. So it's a tragic tale of how I lost my green messenger bag.
I just read the next three and I've lost my fucking mind.
Oh my goodness. The seventh one.
Noah's gone ahead?
Yeah, Noah.
Yeah, seventh one is it. I love the ending though.
I'm taking away a point from Noah for going ahead. To tune.
Oh my god.
Anyways, number seven. No salt and pepper. My middle school banned salt and pepper from being used in the cafeteria, claiming it was too unhealthy. They sold Mountain Dew at vending machines though.
Oh my god, that is so ironic. That's like pure poetry right there. Whatever shall we do? Here's some Mountain Dew, kids.
The real reason is they didn't sell the salt and pepper, so you couldn't have it. You had to buy it.
Yeah. You had to buy. Oh my god, that's capitalism at its finest.
Yeah. So that one is quite lame.
Yeah, I guess if you wanted any flavor at school, you just had to bring your own seasonings.
Yeah, it's like, all right, I got cinnamon, I got thyme, I got this is a pepper.
You just make your own food at the table or something. You bring a gas stove burner or whatever, and you just like cook your own food.
Yeah, like what you guys want. I got paprika, I got spices of all kinds.
So have the spice dealer in the corner of the room. It's like, all right, let's get what you want.
I got salt, I got pepper. I got this.
Yeah, it's a back alley deal. Oh my god! I got Himalayan salt right here. I got regular table salt. What one are you looking for, kid?
What you looking for?
Cough up the money. Where's my money?
I can see
really
that.
Good ocean salt.
But moving on. We have number eight. Everyone must have a date to the dance. I attended an all girls high school. You had to bring a male date to dances or could not attend at all. No going solo or going with your girlfriends. So, backward. That was so backward.
Yeah, so the workaround of this one is just bring your brother or something, have him sit in the corner and
yeah, like, all right, Timmy, you're coming with me. Yeah. I don't even like this scolding dance. It's too bad, Timmy.
Too bad. I need to go see my girlfriends.
Timmy, yeah, I know Dad's in prison from selling all that stuff, but we gotta come to a dance.
Wow. Yeah, stop selling your salt and pepper over there, Timmy. Get over to the
get over here. Yeah. That is an odd rule.
Come with me.
It also doesn't make sense, because if it's an all-girl school, like, why would they be like, alright, only boys allowed at the dances, and also, if you don't have a boy to bring to the dance, too bad, you can't come.
Well, it's not all boys allowed, it's just like, you just need a male date.
Right.
But like I said, there's so much work around. If you have a brother that's like the same age as you, pass him, I know it's weird, but pass him off as like a friend of yours, and then just go, put him in the corner, just go dance or something.
Stay in the corner,
or
like, Mark.
Or he can hang out with the other brothers that the other people brought in. Like, there's so many workarounds that they couldn't do anything about.
Yeah, this seems like a bad rule, not only because it doesn't make sense, but also, like, it's so easily really manipulated and broken and, like, so many workarounds that it's like, why would you even try to enforce this?
Yeah. I bet they probably tried to, but they probably didn't succeed too much.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so.
But let's move on. We have number 9, which is the no underwear rule. You got in trouble if you wore just a Hanes white t-shirt after school because you were in your underwear. So that's not even like no underwear. Oh. It's just like claiming things are underwear that aren't.
When you said no underwear, I'm like, you have to come in commando, no exceptions.
You gotta come in butt naked.
What?
No, they're claiming white t-shirts are underwear, which is just not true.
No.
So this just applies to the guys, I would assume, then.
Yes. Maybe Bills? Either way, it's very lame and doesn't make sense. This must be like a prep school or something where they have like uniforms that they put a white white shirt underneath, but like that's a stretch calling it underwear.
I forget his name, but there's a gif under it of like the guy who plays the one bad guy in Thor Ragnarok. I forget his actual name, but I love the gif that they put underneath it.
Yeah, he's like, what is going on?
There's such a simple workaround to this, too. I mean,
just paint it.
All you really gotta do is either that, or just pick up the shirt you wanna wear for the day, have a hoodie, put your white Hanes shirt on under the shirt you're gonna wear for the day. And then there you go. You still got your white shirt on.
I guess.
I mean, I don't. Your workarounds are not.
But also, it's after school. How can they be forcing the rules after school's over?
That's a very good point, actually.
That seems all around not a fun place to be.
Right, because isn't it like after a certain time period, school's on session, so therefore they can't force any school rules on?
I don't know, sure. But yeah, let's move on because we are running out of time and there's plenty left to go. So,
well, we don't have to do them all, but like, I think we can skip the number 10 because it's kind of
That's
like everyone in a fight gets suspended. Cool, great.
Yeah, that one's kind of dumb. This one seems to be. We can probably skip 11. That's like a college thing.
It's a religious college too. So yeah, it doesn't make.
Number 12 is stupid. Yeah, number 12, matching shirts aren't allowed. We weren't allowed to wear too many, not even like any, too many matching shirts because we could be a gang. Schools are terrified of gangs. Everything is a gang.
This was in regards to a kid with cancer wanting to make a bunch of shirts.
That is so messed up.
That's so messed up in every single way, yeah. That is, I hate whatever school this was. Didn't say, but. Probably for good reason, because everyone would be attacking it.
Yeah,
my goodness, that's stupid.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that one is just... it's got so many issues with that one.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad things with that one.
Yeah, so then there's the next one, number 13, is the bathroom privilege rule. In my first year of high school, we had a terrible vandalism problem. The bathrooms would be broken in various ways almost constantly. In a stroke of pure genius, the staff decided that any bathroom that was vandalized would be closed for the week on closed for the week on first offense, the quarter for the second, and permanently for the third event offense. They took back the rule after closing every bathroom on day one.
That's hilarious.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like, our school was like not like it wasn't as bad as like some of these other schools, but like I imagine if they implored that at our school, that exact same thing would have happened. Because I know people that were in our grade and even lower grades that would like do it on purpose, which vandalism is never the answer, by the way. I'm not saying that that's a good thing at all, but I'm just saying if they were to implore that, people would rebel against it immediately. So I understand why that happened. It's like it's, of course, if you're banning bathrooms, of course people are going to be doing it. So like, I don't know what you're expecting. There's other ways to like get rid of vandalism.
For sure. I think I'm gonna skip the next one because it's pretty common thing to complain about.
So what time are we at? Because I have a really good last one if you wanted to.
We're at 46 minutes, so we have a little bit more time.
Okay, we have a couple. Do you want to do 15? Because 15 is
15.
hilarious.
I wanted to talk about 15. So we weren't allowed to have cough drops in our elementary school because the school considered them drugs.
Hey Timmy,
Oh
I got
my
lemon or I got wild cherry. What are you
God.
looking for?
It's like,
I got the holes back. I got the cherry on me.
You hand him a full, it's an element, you hand a 6-year-old a folded newspaper with cough drops in it. Be like, oh, they were doing a drug deal in my classroom. Get him out of here.
Yeah, no, like there's
Oh
so many
my
times where like schools have label certain things as like drugs or gang signs, and like, why? How could this be accurate? But
Yeah,
like the
like
gang signs thing
actually,
is so common that like every school I've ever been to
yeah.
has had some kind of rule against something, and I'd be like, why is this the case? And they're like, oh, it's gang signs. I'm like, what gang? Tell me the exact gang that has this gang sign, because that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, this is a really dumb one because cough drops can't even be considered drugs unless you take enough cough drops. And even if you do take enough cough drops, the amount you have to take would probably kill you before you get anything out of it.
Yeah, that
Yeah.
is such a
I
dumb
should have did that
game.
for the food kills episode or for the food kills game show. How many cough
Many
drops does it take to
cough
murder
drops.
you?
Yeah.
That would have actually been a good one.
I would skip 16. 16 is just kind of like a
Yeah.
hall pass thing, which is kind of boring.
And
Yeah.
17 also kind of boring. It's lame. Basically, girls and boys, kids sit together playing. Schools have that. And it's always dumb.
How dare you? You're opposite sex. You're not allowed.
Yeah. How dare you have friends
Yeah.
with the other sex?
How
That is
dare you
just.
have friends?
All right.
You got it. 18 is another gang one again.
Oh yes, the hair accessory ban. You could not wear any kind of head items that were gang colors, red or blue, including hair bands, scrunchies, beads in your hair, ribbons, anything. Yeah, I got in trouble for wearing a blue hairband with white polka dots.
Really?
Wow. So like if it was yellow, it'd be fine because they only specify red and blue, but you're not fine because
Yeah.
specific gangs.
Again, there's so many workarounds here.
Yeah, and for specifying red and blue, they must have been in California.
It does seem like there are two particular gangs that those colors are associated with, so I could see if they were in
Yeah.
the area that those gangs typically operate, then that sort of makes sense. But if it's just like, I don't know, like middle, like if it's like the like farm town Wisconsin, where it's like there are no gangs here, calm down.
Yeah. Plus that, and it's fucking cold.
Right. Yeah,
Whereas,
that is another
I
one.
guess if you were in, yeah. Whereas, I guess if you were in California, this rule could make a little sense. It still makes no sense, but still.
All right, so this last one that's on the list, it seems like it's from a religious school based on one of the quotes that it gives, but it's, and nobody can score 100%. We had percentage grades, and if you earned 100% in the class for the semester, you would be dinged down to 99% because only God is perfect. As far as I know, that this was not an official rule, and I only know of it happening once to the girl who eventually became a valedictorian, but it was the reasoning she was given. It was a Catholic girls' high school, and there were a lot of other weird, strictly enforced rules, but that rule will always take the cake for me.
As a Christian man myself, that is the dumbest school rule I've ever heard in my entire existence. Oh, hey, you did good. Mm-hmm. You studied. You memorized things, because that's all really tests are. Good job. But you know, you did perfect. Sorry, there's only one perfect man. Meaning you sucks to suck, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I've heard of colleges being like, you can't get a perfect score on because like everyone makes mistakes. But it's like, if you're taking a like factual course that all like math or something, then like factually you can be 100% correct because you can understand the material well enough to get all the questions right.
Yeah.
So it's like, be like, no, well, too bad for you, because you can know a lot, but only know a little bit.
Yep.
That's so you're so
too smart. We're gonna bump you down.
That's insane.
Yeah, it really is.
So, John, if you wanted to do it, there's one in the comments section. So if you scroll all the way down, you can get to the comments. You have to load comments before you see it. It's Kagi Maboki. I don't know how you say the freaking name. But it's theirs that is so funny.
Okay, I see it.
You see it?
Yes. And this is... Oh, wow, yeah, no. This is something somebody commented. It says, wasn't allowed to carry my inhaler because drugs. So my mother raised so much hell about me dying from asthma attack and her suing everyone. They relented. SMH.
I can just imagine the kid be like, oh, I'm having an asthma attack. Like, whatever that I haven't had one, so I can't, like, speak for it. But, like, he's having it. And the teacher's like, all right, Jimmy, you just got to work through that, buddy. You're not allowed to have your inhaler because it's
just,
drugs.
All right, like, Jimmy. No, I'm dying. No, Jimmy, just breathe. Just breathe, just Jimmy.
Breathe in and out, just Jimmy. Breathe. You'll be just fine. Like, that's so stupid. Like, I'm glad the mother, like, raised hell about it, as she should.
Yeah.
Inhalers are literally life-saving, especially in some really severe cases. So, like...
Yeah, I think Axel had an inhaler when we were in school, and, like, he had it around all the time, especially after gym class. And I'm like, some people need it. Like, how can you take that away?
Yeah, especially after gym class, because gym class takes the breath out of you a lot of times, especially if you're working hard. So, yeah, I had an inhaler when I was young. Once I got to high school, it stopped. I never took it at school because I never needed it in school. I was kind of like a nightly routine thing. Once I got out of middle school, though, it was kind of redundant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought that was a good one to end on, because it's so like, I just imagine that scene happening, be like, teacher, he's dying. No, he'll breathe. He'll work through it. Yeah. No, he'll be fine. No, he's really dying. Call 911. Sorry, I can't do it. My phone's all the way over there, and his inhaler, he's not allowed to have it, so, you know.
I'm just imagining some kid gets done with gym class, and is like, oh, I'm going to go puff my inhaler so I can breathe, and then they're like, wait, I can't use this. This has no drugs. Fuck.
Yeah. No, I think it's funnier if like it's happening in class while the teacher's teaching, and the teacher's like, no, don't worry, like John said, just breathe.
Just
you know,
breathe.
You'll be fine.
There's another one, very short, so I'm gonna read it. But this is from someone named Ashley. Everybody did drugs in my school bathrooms, so they took off the doors.
Ah, yes, that's the perfect solution.
Yes. No other solution could beat that. Taking away the drawers.
The drawers?
The doors. That's it.
drawers, doors, who really cares? What's the difference?
It's basically the same thing. Drawers have doors on them, so.
Oh, yeah, you guys are doing drugs, so just take off the fucking doors.
Yeah, no, that seems...
You want to watch other people do their poop in the bathroom? Then feel free, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to see a fucking 10th grader doing his business? Maybe, well, probably.
It seems like they could have other solutions.
Yeah.
But,
way more.
I like the idea of schools having metal detectors. I know some schools have that now. Our school never did, I don't think. But I like the idea of that because it's metal detectors. Nothing happens to you when you go through them. But, like, it will detect if you have, like, certain metals on you, especially, like, if it's guns, it will detect those as well. So, like, right. It's just one of those safety things that I feel like that should be a mandatory thing. Because it's the safety is as important as, like, you know, an airport or where else you might get, where else metal detectors might be, like, hospitals. Right. So it should be the exact same safety regulation. So I'm glad they're starting to implement some of those around the world.
Actually, I heard from someone that still goes to our school. Apparently, they did implement a metal detector in the high school.
That's... Oh, good. That's I'm glad. That's just a basic safety thing. That it doesn't harm anybody. It's not like you're being patted down unless they find something, I suppose. But you just walk through it, and then boom. If you're not suspicious, then you're fine. So,
yeah.
Like I said, when John did the one at the beginning, where it's our school, I never really got in trouble that much. I wasn't exactly like a rule. I wasn't a super yes sir. Like I wasn't like a super like cheap or anything. But right. I wasn't really like paying attention to the rules. Like I never got dress coded because unfortunately that really just happened to the ladies.
Right.
And unless like you walked in wearing nothing, I guess then you might get dress coded. And I think one person actually did that once just to like fool them, not to fool them, but like what's the word? Just to like be like, hey, this is stupid. We can walk in wearing basically nothing, and ladies can't do crap. So, like, you know, it was, like, something like that. But other than the
school,
there wasn't much to pay attention to.
Yeah, I know one kid who, it was, like, on Halloween, too. So, it's, like, we were wearing outfits. I think they were dressed as, like, a pirate. And they had a bandana and a, tank top. And they got dress coded. And he was, like, what? This is dumb. And they said the reason was the tank top, not the bandana.
The bandana is clearly a gang sign. You're allowed to have those.
Yeah, you can have gang signs at this school.
Oh, man.
But those shoulders, too distracting.
Am I seeing shoulder? Wee-woo, lock the doors down. Stupid, dude.
There's so many.
I've said this a million times over the moon. Dress coding like women about shoulders or knees is like you're insulting both genders at that point. It's like, hey girls, you're not allowed to wear what you want, and boys, you're just so pathetic that you can't look away. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
No. It's like you're insulting both parties at that point. It's so stupid.
I always kind of should just the dumbest.
Yeah. I think that will wrap it up though. Do you guys want to hear the points?
Sure.
Well, I lost 2,000, so I'm pretty sure I fucking did.
You know what? You're right, I forgot you have... I have to make a last-minute thing.
Son of a bitch, you forgot, damn it.
Are you sure? No, stop swearing something. All right. We're trying to get...
So, we have... The points are as follows. Noah at negative 2013.
okay.
And Ethan at 18 points. So you win!
I think this is so rigged. Okay. If it makes you feel better, next episode's a game show again where it's fair judgment, so you'll have an equal chance. Don't swear so damn often, you'll be fine.
I feel like I've been wrong, Transaction.
Well, you would have lost anyway. I just added the negative 2,000 to your score because I thought it would be funny.
Okay, so the 2,000 didn't matter then.
No, no.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's not totally rigged. He just wanted to do it for the laughs, and it worked.
Yeah.
So, do you got a winner's speech, Ethan?
Yeah, sure. You know, this gave me a lot of laughs today because these school rules are just so dumb. We never said anything like about what our like favorite dumb school rule was. I think though, if we did, my favorite one had to be the cough drops equals drugs one. That is so dumb, and I would love to imagine a video or like imagine a scenario where an element like a 6-year-old goes up to another 6-year-old with a folded newspaper, just being like, "So, you want the lemon flavor? You want the cherry flavor?" It's like they're doing a drug exchange. Get them. like the tackle him to the ground. Yeah. Is like, oh my god, it's gonna be so funny.
We got the drugs, cough drops, and every flavor.
Arrest him. Yeah, just like, come on. Right. But yeah, a lot of these are stupid, and I, you know, I feel bad for anyone that has to deal with any sort of these ones. Schools are just kind of dumb. Once most high schools should be okay. I've noticed a lot of religious schools have really strict rules for some reason, but if you're in a normal high school, a normal public high school, I've noticed that they're sort of lenient. It depends on the school and in the area, but normally they're lenient sometimes. Yeah, it sucks that, you know, the dress code is the main thing people complain about for obvious reasons. And so it sucks that you don't have to get through it. But just know that once you get out of school, you can wear whatever the hell you want. So, mostly. That's to say, mostly. But yeah. So, I guess is my winning speech.
Okay, good. And Noah, you don't even get to lose the speech because you lost so terribly.
Damn, dude. I think that's like the third time in a row he hasn't gotten a winner's speech.
Yeah, well, you know, you better. Just like, don't lose. I don't want to tell you.
Just don't lose.
And then.
Can I really say what my favorite dumb rule out of this was?
Fine.
The no salt and pepper one, just because I have this funny image of a guy just in the cafeteria with a trench coat on. He's just got spices in every pocket. It's like, I've got paprika here, it's from Cuba. I've got salt, I've got pepper. I've got that really good ocean salt.
Wow.
Like, it's just, it's so dumb, but it's also funny.
But with that out of the way, I will say thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation and made you laugh along the way. If you want to find Ethan over on YouTube or on Twitch, so you find him at PlabsXZGaming. And if you want to find Noah, you can find him at NoahDog54 on Xbox or NoahDog5434 on Instagram, as well as the official Provoker's Instagram account. And then, obviously, like we said at the beginning of the episode, I am not currently on Twitch. I doubt the VODs are still up, but you can check out my YouTube channel. There'll be a lot of good stuff on there. And we will... Oh, yeah. You can check out the Patreon, where we have multiple tiers that allow you to get special awards and perks. We have tiers that range from $1 to $100, and each tier having different perks. I already said that. The higher tier you buy, the more rewards you get, and when you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord server, and you can hang out with us. And you also can check out the extended cut episodes over on the Patreon on the store page. Some of them are $3, and then the later ones are $5, so you can check out the cheaper ones to see if you like that style episode, and then if you really like it, you can check out the more expensive ones. But with all that out of the way, we will see you guys next time.